Bubbler Talk, quenching Milwaukee's thirst for knowledge.
I'm WUWM's Becky Mortensen. And for this week's Bubbler Talk, Craig Stites wanted to know,
what was the first music store in Milwaukee?
So first, let's define music store. There's a rich history of music publishing and selling sheet music in Milwaukee, but what we're talking about here is a store with instruments.
It's a basically musical instruments that I am curious about as far as the first musical instrument stores.
I called on Ben Barbera from the Milwaukee County Historical Society and Jackie Schweitzer from the Milwaukee Public Museum. And we found the answer starts with a business out of Albany, New York, called F.I. Ilsley & Company, operated by brothers George and Ferdinand Ilsley. An 1847 newspaper clipping references a store on Wisconsin Street in Milwaukee, where Ilsley's signature square pianos were sold. George Ilsley can be found in Milwaukee's 1850 census, and his occupation is listed as music and instruments.
Kind of around this time in, 1850, the city was kind of growing and expanding and kind of adding culture, and, it was just kind of a big period of growth in many regards, but music especially.
Around the same time, another man from Albany, New York, shows up in Milwaukee with 50 cents in his pocket. That man was Henry Hempstead, who eventually came to own the premier music store in the city. He arrived in Milwaukee in 1849 and began working as a music teacher. And in 1850, he started his own business.
He started out selling sheet music in this corner of a bookstore, and then eventually he just kind of built up his business and grew and expanded.
In 1851, Hempstead's business expanded when he took over Ilsley's stock of instruments.
It seems pretty clear that Henry Hempstead bought the contents of the first music store for roughly $600. He was young at the time, and he was a music teacher. So he ran the store and continued to teach as well for a while. But the store did pretty well, and eventually he gave up teaching.
Hempstead's music store moved a handful of times, and in the mid-1860s, he came to operate the first major music store in Milwaukee, called the Temple of Music. It was on Broadway in Wisconsin, formerly a billiard hall.
Basically, at this Broadway Street location, he had a very large store that had a piano and organ department, a sheet music department, music books, and small musical instruments. So he's really kind of a general dealer in music, musical instruments, and he also published sheet music and music books.
A newspaper article written about the store describes the rooms as, quote, fitted up in most tasteful style, the ceiling in the piano room being arched and appropriately frescoed. Around the walls are hung pictures that please the eye.
My guess would be that this would actually be a nice experience. From looking at photographs, these stores were well put together. They had high-end furniture, woodwork, things like that. And it was really an experience to go and visit one of these places.
He was referred to as the veteran music dealer of Milwaukee, who carried the largest stock of instruments in Wisconsin. He also wrote and published a number of popular pieces of music.
Hempstead, his most famous composition is a piece called The Light Guard's Quick Step, which came out in 1859. But he wrote a number of other pieces.
As the years went on, other music stores popped up. And according to Hempstead's obituary,
rival establishments and close competition gradually undermined his trade, and though he moved to a smaller place on Milwaukee Street, he was obliged to close his store.
Hempstead left Milwaukee and ended up in Cassin, Minnesota, where he died from stomach cancer in 1898. But for decades, Hempstead's name was synonymous with music culture in Milwaukee. A newspaper article summed him up like this. Mr. Hempstead has done much for the encouragement of art and music. His store in every particular tells of taste and care. To the musically inclined, there is no pleasanter place in the city. For Bubbler Talk, I'm Becky Mortensen.
Support for Bubbler Talk comes from Sun Badger Solar. What have you always wanted to know about the Milwaukee area? Visit WUWM.com/bubblertalk to submit your question.